forgot the hat.
He may want to do Amazing Grace.
It wouldn't shock me. That's fine. Oh, at the end?
Right.
I'll be in there. I have the kids.
Well, right before he starts. He may at some point want to do Amazing Grace, so be ready.
Gonna say, I hope it was all good. Gotta bring your mind back around.
Yeah. victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. So tell me, who can stand before us when we call on His great name? It's Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory. Amen. You may not feel it, but you got it. You may be going through some rough time, but victory is still yours by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, this morning, let us know in whom we stand, and let us know that we have the victory. And Father, as we come here today, let us shake off those heavy bands and lift up those holy hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Good morning. All right, now I threatened you with this song going to be stuck in your head, so we're going to do it again this Sunday to make sure that we get this song stuck in your head, because I want you kind of bouncing around at work with this thing going in your head, and you're mad at me because it's going in your head. So, I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors and sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Stop. Let's see, can we get together? No, just play. Let's play. Come on, let's do this. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors and sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors and sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. At life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
He said, the one who drinks of this water will have rivers of living water springing up inside them. That's what He gives us. You ready? He's Jehovah. He is Jehovah, God of creation. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty, the Balm of Gilead, the Rock of Ages. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. He is the great I Am, the God of Abraham. Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace I am, the God of Israel, the everlasting one. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee.
Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. He's your provider, Jehovah Jireh, God of salvation, God of Messiah. His Son he sent to you and testified of him. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. He's your provider, Jehovah Jireh, God of salvation, God of Messiah. His Son he sent to you and testified of him. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee.
He is your provider, Jehovah Jireh. He is the God of salvation. He is the Messiah. He is our healing. He is our rock. He does not change. That's what we were discovering in our Bible study Wednesday. The immutability of God. He does not change. He is the rock that you can hook your life onto. Unchangeable. Immutable. And he is good. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me all my days. I've been held in your hand from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. In all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love the bridge in this song. Your goodness is running after me because I ran from God for years. And the key is with my life laid down, I surrender now. That's the key. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
You
can't just give him a part. You can't just live your life your way and have a little sprinkling of Jesus on the weekends. You have to lay your life down. You have to die to yourself. That's what it is to be born again, because you die to yourself. You no longer live for you. And everything you are, everything that you have, everything that is you is His and given to His will. So with my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Because His goodness kept running after me. He wouldn't give up. He was. No matter how hard I ran, He kept running. He ran faster than me. All right. And if we haven't already given you whiplash, we're going to give you more whiplash. We're going to slow it down. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope. In this world where'er we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. Come to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words ever true. It never ceases to amaze me that this book, these words recorded 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago are still relevant in 2022. They still speak to us today. It's the most often attacked book ever, and nobody's prevailed. It is the anvil that many a hammer has been worn out on as they try to discredit, disprove. Can't be done. Those ancient words, ever true, that changed me and they can change you. And the key to that song is having that open heart. You know, because if you find something, if you find a fault in there, guess who's wrong? It's you that has the problem, not the book. I sing a simple song of love for my Savior, for my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my loving Savior, my precious Jesus. My heart is glad that you've called me your own, 'cause there's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love. In your arms of love, holding me still, holding me near, in your arms of love. I sing a simple song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my loving Savior, my precious Jesus. My heart is glad that you've called me your own, 'cause there's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love. In your arms of love, holding me still, holding me near, in your arms of love. Holding me still, holding me in your arms of love. As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance and see the fullness of your grace. And I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. In this place, mighty God, as I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face, as I look upon your countenance and see the fullness of your grace, I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place.
Worthy.
You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship you.
Holy.
Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise.
are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship you. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. In this place, you are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to receive honor and glory and praise and majesty and power and dominion. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the soon coming King. He's our Redeemer and our friend. Oh, how great is our God! How great is our God! How magnificent is our Lord! He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the one we worship. For there's none beside our God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh Lord. I exalt.
Kids can be dismissed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't think it's a mistake in what God has been told me to preach on two Sundays ago. I was gone last Sunday. Thank you all for letting me go and minister to these wonderful young people. some of those kids that came to VN is sitting across from you all. So that is God's blessing. They come today. So we are glad that they're here. They went and enjoyed VN. So that is good. Good, 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 good. We even had one young man give a talk, which I was pleased. God is doing a good work in us. And there we have Clark. He has made it out. Praise the Lord. His knee is looking good. He's doing well after surgery, so that's a blessing. We had folks that had anniversaries and birthdays. Boy, this week has been full of activity. As I was studying for this continuing studying, I had this book on my shelf, and what grace is all about. I think when I read this book, when I picked up this book, I think this is telling us exactly what grace is about. It says here, the book says, God will carry you through. God will carry you through. So the premise of the second half of grace is that grace will carry you through. One theologian says grace is a must. Grace is always present. You know, last couple weeks ago, what we learned? We learned that Paul, in all of his letters, started off with grace and ended with grace. And most of the time, he had grace and peace together. Grace, peace. Because they go together. When you walk in the grace of God, you will walk in peace. There's nowhere else. Grace, peace, grace, peace. And in the last two books, he said grace, mercy in James. I believe he said grace and mercy. Let's see. We talked about grace, what grace means, and how Jesus had to have grace because he grew in grace. Grace comes from Christ. We must walk in grace. We learned that. We learned that grace is accessible. I think I need to repeat that. Grace is accessible. Do you know what it means by accessible? Available. You could get to it, and you could get to it easily. Grace is accessible. We serve a God that gives us accessible grace. You know, I tell my kids, don't touch my tools. You know, I tell them that all the time. My tools, I don't like locking up anything. I say, don't touch my tools. Yesterday, my Milwaukee screwdriver is in the yard. My electrical screwdriver is missing the tips. It's in the yard. I have to come home and I said, those are not accessible to you. But with God, you have all the tools you need for the building of your life for success, because every tool in grace is accessible to you. Praise the Lord. Not to my kids. My tools are off limits. Hebrews is where we ended. And here's the best tool to access or to get to grace. You know, anything that is locked, the only person that have accessibility is the person with the key. And I want to give you the key to open up grace in your life. And that's where we ended off 2 weeks ago. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. It says, therefore. When you see that word, therefore, you must look and see what it's there for. And it's there for our benefit. It said, let us approach the throne of what? Grace. Let us approach the throne of grace. Now, when I was growing up, I love to fish. I don't like to fish anymore. I don't understand people going out there and have a line in the water and just sitting there idly hoping that something will bite. I just don't like that. I'd rather go pay the $20 and pay for this pond that is full of fish. And I know every time I throw the line in, not too long, there's a bite, I got a fish. That's the kind of fishing I like. I don't know about you. I do not like to sit and just meditate and wait for something to bite. That's not the kind of grace God has. It's already paid for. Jesus already paid for it. And his pond is full of grace. And this is how you do it. He says, let us come and approach the throne of grace boldly. Now, I have a kid. His name is Hunter. And I've never seen a twig of a kid thinks he's got it. Yesterday, he was bucking up on his sister that is 14 years old. And he's expecting to win. And he thinks he's got it. He's going boldly. But when he goes boldly to that 14-year-old, he gets a whooping. Because he doesn't got what it takes. But you got what it takes to come boldly before the throne of grace because Jesus Christ have washed you clean of your sin and therefore the blood of Christ give you entrance. I hope you're getting this. And when you go, it says this, so that you may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Every time I read that scripture, I remember the song. Let me tell you, there was a time I was in a place where this scripture was all I can do. What are you going through at this moment? What are you facing in life? What are the difficulties you are right now in? Some of us is in a season of our life, and if we are not careful and go boldly to the throne of grace, we can walk daily in defeat. I think this song has been a song I almost gave up. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me bound. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. I almost gave up. I was right on the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus came, he grabbed me, and he held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of his grace. He kept me. God kept me. He kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Folks, some of you may be at the point where you want to let go. Some of you may be at the place where you wonder, I can't fight anymore. Some of you may be even saying, God, help. The weight is too much. But his grace is readily available to you. And this is my next point. Don't waste grace. Don't waste grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. But the grace of God that was with me. But by grace of God, he took it down. I was going to read it again. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Number one. By the grace of God, I am what? I am what I am. Guess what? I tell people all the time, you got to take me how you find me. I am not going to perform for you. I am not going to change who I am for you, because I know this one thing. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Only God's grace can change me. Only God's grace can develop in me what I need. Only God's grace is what I have. And by the grace of God, I am what I am. And if you don't like me, praise God for his grace. You are who you are by the grace of God. And that's only if you are in Christ. And then it says, because you are who you are in Christ, it says, God's grace was not in vain. Some of you are wasting grace. Do you know why? What it means by when he said, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain? Because he was using God's grace poured out to him. Some of us are receiving God's grace, but we prefer to stay in whatever situation we are and not to be like Paul and says, in what situation I am, I'm therefore content. He said, I have learned what it means to have and what it means not to have. There's a place in grace where even though you're going through something, you have the idea, you have the ability that God's grace is with me. So therefore, I will get up and do what God calls me to do, because it says here, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. You can still work for God, no matter what you're going through, because his grace is enough. Some of us make excuses because I am just going through a season in life right now. I can't really do anything. I am just going through this season. You don't understand this season I'm going through. And when I come out of this season, then I could really work for God. Guess what? You are wasting God's grace. Because Paul tells us he did it because what? But the grace of God, which was with me. God's grace is always present. And he said what? Because of the grace of God, he worked harder. He worked harder than anybody else. Not by his strength. He wasn't boasting about what he was doing. He was boasting about what grace was doing in him. Second Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1. working together with him, we also appeal to you, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Don't receive the grace of God in vain. Verse 2 says this. At an acceptable time, I listen to you, and in the day of salvation, I help you. See, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Guess what? If you are not saved today, today is your grace. Don't waste it. God is calling you right now, today. And it says here that don't receive the grace of God in vain. If you do not know God as your Savior, if you have not repented of your sins, if you have not gotten to the place in your life where you say, God, I am sorry for breaking your laws. I'm sorry for what I've done. I want you to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Make me clean. I want to be a son of God. I want to be joint heirs with Christ. I need your grace to carry me through. Don't leave here without his grace, because his grace to you would be in vain because you walk away without it. I am different to some people. Some people say if God's spirit is drawing you and he's offering you grace, you can't refuse. I don't believe that at all. I believe God's grace can be calling you. God's grace can be pointing you out and say, come unto me, and you can do like the rich young ruler when Jesus said to him, go sell everything you have and come follow me. And he went away with his head bowed because he could not give up what he loved most. And the reason why grace is in vain to some of us is because we don't want God's grace, because we don't want to give up some of the things that are so valuable to us. We don't realize nothing you have can compare to what God can give you. Grace is reaching out to you right now. Would you accept it? The other thing about grace, don't waste grace. We need to be strong in grace. We need to be strong in grace. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 1. You therefore, my son. Now, let me switch a little bit. We are the adults is just going to listen in. This is for the young people. Here, because it says, don't let them look down on you because you are young. That's what Paul tells Timothy. But be thou an example. Isn't that true? I didn't write down that scripture, but it's in Timothy. And hear what he says. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Yeah, he's telling Timothy, the young man, this is what you need to do. Be strong in grace. Be strong in grace. Be strong in grace. Be strong in grace. You know, as I study this topic, grace, I have a new understanding of God's love for us. I have a new understanding because God did not save us for us to fail. Therefore, he gives us grace. Did you all get that? God didn't save you and leave you alone. God did not allow you to go through this season of life that you're going through and leave you alone. No. You may feel like you're alone. You may believe you're alone. You may even feel like you're in a dark place. You may feel like you want to let go. But God's grace is right there, ever present with you. That's why we have to realize we need to be strong in God's grace. Here's the thing. We realize that Jesus is a form of grace. Holy Spirit is a form of grace. The Word of God is a form of grace. All those things we need to be putting in us so that we can be strong in grace. How I know we need to be strong in grace. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15. Hebrews 12 and verse 15. Make sure that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no root of bitterness spring up, causing trouble and defiling many. Don't fall short of grace. I remember one time I went to eat at Chatters down the street and ordered my food. I was with a friend and I ordered my food and we ate. And then I took out my wallet and there was no money in it. I was falling short of a few bucks. Guess what? They're not going to let me leave without paying them their money. It's a good thing I had a friend sitting across the table from me that was able to buy my food. And he said, did you do that on purpose? I didn't do it on purpose. It doesn't happen again, but there was one time, I'm not like most married men. My wife could go in my wallet at any time, and she could take out whatever she wanted at any time. But sometimes she don't tell me what she went in, when she went in, and when she took out. So I didn't know that it was gone, but it was gone. But I fell short. And when you fell short, a lot of things could happen. It says, don't fall short of grace, that what? The root of bitterness spring up. Do you know it takes grace to forgive? Don't you know that it takes grace to forgive? I know the only story I have, and I keep telling you, I still remember that horse story. And you know you guys remember the horse story. But guess what? It took grace to forgive. I didn't do it with my own strength. That wasn't me. That was the grace of God. And we cannot fall short of grace. That's why we get bitterness in our hearts, because we do not use grace. Because we do not grow in grace. And when bitterness takes hold, it causes trouble and it defiles many. You listen to a bitter person speak. You listen to them carefully. Sometimes the people that they're bitter about doesn't even get the bitterness of their words as somebody else. You know, I know I have children. And one make me upset, and I'm good. Still good. Hallelujah. The other one make me upset. Oh, I'm good. Mm-hmm, good. The third one, I'm good. I'm good. The other one come ask me for something to drink. Get out of my face! The one who I was angry with, upset with, is not the one who got the taste of my mouth. And the one who got the taste of my mouth wasn't even saying something I should be angry about. God is training me, using my children. And this here, it says what? Don't fall short of grace. I kind of fell short. Because you know what? It applies to our family. It applies to our children. It applies to our husbands. It applies to our wives. It applies to our teachers. It applies to the person at the cash register. It applies to that person who cuts you off in the street. It applies to the one who take too long to get their money out to pay at the register because you behind there and you're in a hurry. You fall short of grace. And it could cause a root of bitterness to grow in your heart. Do you know that all of us have gifts? And if you're not using your gift, you have fallen short of grace. If you're not using your gift, you have fallen short of grace. You know, I don't mind. I clean the bathrooms. I do everything. And then somebody came along and says, Pastor, I'll come every Thursday and clean. And sure enough, there they come showing up. Next week, there they come showing up. Using the gift that God has given them. If you are not using your gift, you are falling short of grace. Here's it. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10 to 11. Or just as each one have received a gift, use it to serve others. A good steward of the various grace of what? Of God. A good what? Steward. Of what? The various what? Gifts of God. Each one of you, no one is left out, has been given a gift from God. And if you're not using your gift of God, you are falling short of grace. I bet you never thought it would fall in that category. It says, just as each one has received a gift, use it to serve others as good stewards of the various, as the various, I'm getting that word wrong. Come on, open up. The varied gift, grace of God. If anyone speak, let it be as the one who speaks God's word. If any serve, let him be from the strength God provide. So that God may be what? Glorified through Jesus Christ in everything. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Some of you should be repenting right now. Because you're not using the gift that God has given you. Some of you, you start, you give up, you stop, you linger, you're finding all sorts of excuses not to use your gift for God. That is falling short of God's grace. Don't let God's grace be in vain. Here's what I like about God's grace, and we all like this part. God's grace brings freedom from sin. God's grace brings freedom from sin. Romans 6 and verse 14 says, for sin will not rule over you because you are not under law, but under grace. Some of you don't get excited at all. You all just don't get excited. Sometimes I wonder if you get, you know, this should be like you just win $1 million. Some of you get more excited over the Super Bowl. This is what it says. Sin don't have rule over me, praise God, because I am no longer under grace, but not under the law, but I'm under grace. God's grace has freed me from the bondage of sin. Come on. Huh. Let me tell you this. I know today I stand before you because of God's grace, because sin don't have a hold on me anymore. Because I know that I can access grace whenever I get to a point that I feel like it's a breaking point. I could come boldly before the throne of grace and obtain grace so that I know that sin no longer has power over me. Last point. The last point. Grace is more than enough. Grace is more than enough. Do you know what more than enough means? If you were to get a glass and pour some soda in it, and you pour more than enough, what's going to happen? It goes spill over.
That's the kind of grace that God has given in you in your life. He's pouring it in, and if you would allow him and you don't fall short and you do what you need to do and you come before the throne of grace and you come to Jesus and you spend time in his word and you spend time praying, guess what? Your grace is going to be more than enough. It'll be spilling over. God's grace is more than enough. What are you going through? What are you going through? God's grace is more than enough. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. And God is able to make every grace overflow to you. So this is my word picture. It's overflowing. It's like, you ever gone to the falls? When I was at Tocoa Falls, there's a falls. The water just keeps overflowing that cliff, overflowing. Guess what? God's grace is just overflowing to you. It's overflowing to you. It's like it's just running from his throne onto you. It's overflowing to you. So that, why? In every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good works. His grace is not there for you to just bask in it and be fine. His grace is more than enough. But you know, if you don't go and put some energy out, you get fat. I have a friend, he started driving truck. He looked like me before he started driving truck. I hadn't seen him for like 4 years. I saw him at the men's weekend, and I couldn't say anything. He has gotten very, very large. Because, and it happens a lot, he's sitting, driving truck, doing nothing. Long distances, and then sleeping because he's tired. Guess what? He's not using up any of the energy he's putting in himself. And therefore, what's happening is he is keeping everything in and nothing is going out. That's why it says here that this is what? And grace is able, and God is able to make every grace overflow to you. I think some of us as Christians, we are obese. I do. I think we are obese in the spirit because we're taking in, and nobody is using their gifts to serve God. But this is what it said. So that God's grace is overflowing to you. It's pouring out to you. Your head is being drenched in God's grace. So that in every way, always having what? Everything you need. So that what? You may excel in what? Every good work. So that you will excel in every good work. God's grace is more than enough. Folks, when I think of my life, I see God's grace. I couldn't read. I couldn't take notes. I couldn't read the college books. I couldn't do any of that. But God took me to college. And I passed every test by a miracle. When God's grace is overflowing to you, it's so that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you're strong or weak. If you would allow God's overflowing grace to flow onto you and you put your foot forward as God calls you to do what you need to do, his grace is enough so that you can excel in the work that he has called you to do. Not only that, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. This is one that every Christian knows. And if you don't know it, you're going to know it today. But he said to me, this is Paul. This is Paul. Let me go up a few verses. Hold on, let me get to the scripture here. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. So let me go. 2 Corinthians. Verse 8. Well, let's go. That's 7. Especially because of the extraordinary revelation. Therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me. A thorn in the flesh was given to me. A messenger of Satan to torment me so that I would not exalt myself. He had a problem. He was going through something, and he wanted God to remove that something. Concerning this, I plead with the Lord 3 times that it would leave me. Now, when I hear Paul say 3 times, I think Paul had more faith than I did. I think sometimes Paul pray 1 time and it's done. Done. Here he says, concerning this, I plead 3 times that it would leave me. How many of you today would say this? Lord, take this away from me. And you, some of you have been pleading for years. Some of you have been pleading for months. Some of you have been pleading for days. But he said to me, verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may reside in me. Who else had that problem, boy? Let me see. Ah, Jesus. Jesus at the pinnacle, the high point of his ministry. He can see the cross before him. And he goes to his father and he said, Father, if it's all possible, take this cup from me. But not my will, your will. He did that 3 times. And yet he still had to suffer what he had to suffer because God's grace is enough. I want you all to get this. Not everything in your life will be wiped out and clean so that you could live a good, nice, comfortable, easy Christian life. That's not how it works. I wish that's how it works. I wish God could come and send my fairy godmother like on Cinderella. Get that nice little wand and tap it on my head. And I no longer have what's going on in my flesh going on in my flesh. Now I could just serve God and sing Kumbaya. But Paul tells us that when you're weak, God is strong in you because of his grace. Let me go on. This one here is my favorite verse on grace. If you have your Bibles, you should underline it. John chapter 1, verse 16. Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from his fullness. We have received grace upon grace. We have received what? Grace upon grace. We have received what? Grace upon grace. You know, that remind me, I always wanted to go to this Brazilian restaurant in Atlanta. And I was blessed with a gift card to go there. And I went to this restaurant. And boy, I like my meat. I don't know about you. I would have been complaining with the Israelites when they came out of Egypt. And boy, they give you meat atop of meat. All you had to do is say, mm-hmm. And you got meat on top of meat. I had some, I could have eaten till I was bursting. Guess what? God have grace for you upon grace. The Holy Spirit is just right there like the Brazilian restaurant with the grace ready to just cut it off and put it on your plate. What are you going through? Here's grace for you. You want some grace? Grace for you. Grace. God have grace for you. He just cutting it off and giving it to you. He says, here's grace. Oh, you want some more? Grace on top of grace. Grace on top of grace. That's what God does. Grace, Selma, on top of grace. It's like he is saying, I want to make sure you succeed. I want to make sure you make it. I want to make sure that you hear these words. Well done, good, faithful servant. So what I am going to do for you, I'm not just going to give you one portion of grace. I'm going to give you grace upon grace. Here's some grace for you. Here's some grace for you. That's what God is doing for you. He's giving you grace upon grace. Last scripture, I promise. Last scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. You don't have to worry. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little while. Woo! I read that one more time. The God all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little while. You know how I know a little while is a little while? What is our life? Our life is like a drop of dew on a leaf. And when the sun comes out, phew, it's gone. His grace is either going to keep you until you see him, or his grace will give you relief here. Either way, it's a little time. And what's going to happen at that time? He will restore, establish, strengthen, and support. Restore, establish, strengthen, and support. That's what God's grace is doing for us every single day of our life. And I want God's grace. Do you? I want God's grace. We can't see it. We can't hold it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's why you have to have faith. Because God's grace is not something you see, it's something you experience. Right now, God is portioning out to each one of us his grace. upon grace so that we can live for him the way he calls us to live for him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The greatest example of his grace is when Jesus Christ died on the cross. You know, that's the greatest example of his grace. The greatest example of his grace. With the, Praise you, Jesus. Go sit down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hank and Shane. Jesus. Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come today because we want to just remember your grace. Oh, Father, how powerful it is that you give us things that we do not deserve. You send your Son, Jesus Christ, so he could die for us while we were still offending you. That is grace. And Lord, today we want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the powerful grace that you give us. Lord, as we come to this table today, we pray, God, that we would really, Lord, understand and know who you are. Lord, some folks today probably need a touch in their body. Grace. Lord, give them grace. Father, these elements, they're just a representation, but we pray, God, today that you would bless it. So it'd be more than a representation, it will be powerful in our lives as we understand it's a remembering of what Christ did for us. So Lord, bless it in Jesus' name. Y'all could go ahead and serve it. It's your blood that cleanses me. It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice and washes me. Snow than the snow. My Jesus, God's precious sacrifice. It's your blood that cleanses me. It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice and washes me, whiter than the snow, my Jesus. God's precious sacrifice. Jesus, 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 praise you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Father, we come to you, Lord God. We ask, God, that this moment, this time, Lord God, as we recognize what Jesus has done for us on the cross, let this be, God, a sacred moment. Let this truly be a moment that we reflect, O God. Father, if there is any sin in our hearts, as the Bible says, that we should not take and eat unworthily, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. Lord, take away any sin. Take away anything, oh God, any hindrance that right now in our lives. Because, God, we want the full effect of what we're doing today. What we're doing right now, oh God. So, Father, Lord, let this time be a time, Lord God, where we are truly, oh God, focusing on you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hang to the body of Christ. Go ahead.
Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he broke his body is broken for us. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we symbolically
Jesus. Amen. Go ahead, Shane. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, we are so thankful, Lord. 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 We are so thankful. Father, this is a time when we are so thankful. Thank you for the blood and the body. Thank you, Lord God, for separating us and saving us. And we give you praise. We give you praise. Praise you, Jesus. Go ahead with the Lord. Bless you. Jesus.
Lord bless you. And keep you. Let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Face towards you and give you peace. One more time. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. God turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Go and be blessed. Thank you.